Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Mike Maxson for Chad Hartman, Newstalk 830 WCCOs. We remember Chad's father, our esteemed colleague, Sid Hartman, passing away at the age of 100. He did good. And back in the day, when Gopher football was king, before the Vikings had really taken over the state, local talent was at a premium. And Murray Warmath was trying to procure as much as he could. Bob Stein was an outstanding fullback and linebacker at St. Louis Park High School. And we welcome him to the program now. He later became the president, of course, of the Minnesota Timberwolves, so his interactions with Sid were frequent over the years. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing? Tough day.
Did I hear that you're that Chad's with you?
No, Chad, he's off today. I'm just filling in. But I want you to start with a story that you've told me before, and it's one of those now-it-can-be-told kind of thing. But back in the day, when you were a star at St. Louis Park and you were a focal point of the University of Minnesota football program, Murray Warmath delegated Sid Hartman to make sure that you attended the University of Minnesota. Explain how this evolved.
Well, it was pretty straightforward. What I eventually learned was that Murray called Sid into his office, said, "Sid, we want that kid at St. Louis Park. He's Jewish, you're Jewish. It's up to you to go get them for us." that was the whole evolution. And if you knew Murray Warmath, anyone would tell you, there was no conversation or argument. You just did it. And so Sid showed up, he called and invited himself to our house and showed up in our living room in 1964 and just pounded me harder than any assistant coach who recruited me from other schools about going to Minnesota.
What was his pitch? What did he say?
Well, nobody will know anything. Nobody will ever hear from you again if you go to Northwestern or if you go to Harvard or any place but Minnesota. But if you stay here, then I'll make sure that people know about you, and it'll basically, the rest of your life will be downhill. It'll be easy.
So he broke every violation of journalism in the book. But you probably didn't know it, because you probably thought at that time, this is just the way it works, right?
Well, I didn't know any better, yeah, for sure. But there was never, everybody is saying the same thing. There's never more of a hometown supporter or loyalist than Sid.
No.
So he believed it. And, as recently as about 2 years ago, Tyrone Carter and I were over at football practice for the Gophers, and Sid told us both, that neither one of you were worth it, and I made you All-Americans.
That would be Sid Hartman. The unedited version of Sid Hartman would be just that, What was he like? You obviously knew of him before you were in high school, because you grew up with him like everybody else, right? So did you have this aura about him?
Well, yes. And there was another angle, and that is one of my mom's brothers, Joe Silver, was Sid's best friend when they were in junior high school.
Wow.
And before Sid dropped out of North High School. So, it wasn't that I knew him, but I knew of him, in a social way besides the professional way that everybody knew in the paper.
And then when you're in the NFL, you play for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're the youngest player at the time to play in a Super Bowl and happens to be against the Minnesota Vikings, and you beat them. Was Sid involved? I mean, was it the kind of thing where he'd call you that week of the Super Bowl? And
are you kidding? Sid was all over everybody there. That was the week that Bob Lertzema and Alan Page poured the garbage can full of water on him from the second floor of their hotel while he was interviewing Fran Tarkenton. He sat down with me and got his exclusive, of course, and then he absolutely guaranteed me we had no chance whatsoever against the Vikings. They were number one in the NFL in offense and defense, and it was almost like he was suggesting, don't bother showing
you
up.
You got no shot, Bob, I hate to tell you this. But you had three from the University of Minnesota on that team, right? Yourself, Bobby Bell, and Aaron Brown on the same team?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's really unusual, a Super Bowl championship team with three Minnesotans on defense.
Yeah, from that 11-man defense, there's six guys in the Hall of Fame. So it was really, really a strong defensive team.
Now, later in life, you would go on to be the president of the Minnesota Timberwolves, re-enter Sid Hartman into your life. How was that different?
Well, I remember when we were just getting started, I had a talk with my assistant, Susan Itel, who was tough herself. Her nickname when she was at Carlson Companies was Sarge.
Okay.
But I said, Sarge, hey, there's going to be this guy. And he's not going to have any rules.
Yep.
We'll have them, but he'll ignore them.
Yep.
So I don't feel bad when he walks right by you when you say that I'm busy or something, because, there's the Sid rules.
Yep.
And I'll tell you my favorite Sid story was Murray Wormat's funeral.
Yeah.
We were in about the third row. They had saved a seat on the aisle for the governor. I think it was Tim Pawlenty at the time. And Sid came in last minute, like he always does, and just walked out and took the seat, and he wouldn't leave.
Oh, I've seen it a thousand times, Bob. I've seen a thousand times different versions of.
Were you at the first press conference when Jack McCloskey came in as the
McCloskey comes in as the general manager, and he and Sid get into a little bit of a rhubarb. Explain what happened.
Well, basically, Sid was trampling all over the other writers like always and, just jumping up and shouting out his questions. And McCloskey, even though I had warned him too, you couldn't adequately foreshadow Sid to anybody.
No. Sid, you can't.
You have to experience him.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't love him. I sure did.
Yeah.
He was just a force of nature. And so, McCloskey's calling on people and Sid's interrupting with his questions. Finally, McCloskey got so frustrated, he offered to go down and fight him.
I remember that. He said, and then there was the infamous when they drafted J.R. Ryder. And J.R. Ryder was late to the press conference. In other words, people were sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And Sid wanted him to take this kid from Indiana. I forget his name. I think it was Davis. So now he's really mad because he would have had a chance to get one of Bobby Knight's guys, which would have given him an in. And instead, he took J.R. Ryder. And I can remember Sid seething and saying, if you had taken the kid from Indiana, we wouldn't all be sitting here. And those two had it out again.
No. Yeah, there was never much love lost. And between those two, everybody, all the players certainly in the sports scene have always loved him because he's always been so supportive and loyal. If you told Sid something off the record, it stayed off the record.
And then, as I said to Doc Smith, and he'd browbeat the hell out of you to try to get it on the record.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he would just
St. Paul. Don't talk to that Walters guy. Nobody reads his column anyway.
You heard that line too, huh?
Yeah. Anything I tell him, on the fly, don't tell Walters.
Yep. He can't help you. That was always his next word.
Yeah, he can't help you. He always, I think his first love was Gopher football, but over the years, between his relationship with Bud he really liked the Vikings. When I came to the Vikings in 75, I remember after the first practice, guys are all taking showers and everything, and in comes somebody in the locker room, and I hear this hooting and stuff, and then things are flying through the air, dirty socks, yeah. honest to God, jock straps yeah. and stuff. That's it. And he thought it was great.
He thought like, he's part of the gang, right?
He's being accepted yep. as one of the boys.
Yep.
Yeah. It was terrific. Yeah. And one time when I was with the Rams in 73, our quarterback at the time was John Hadel. And so, I'm in bed at 5 a.m. The phone rings, and it's Sid. And I just look at the phone thinking, what the hell? Yeah. Sid called me to ask me to call John Hadel to take Sid's call to be a sports hero that day because he was the offensive player of the week.
All he wanted you to do is call John Hadel at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was 7 years, so Sid hadn't thought about that.
That's right.
Oh, man. Bob, I got to let you go. I appreciate it very much. All good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.